because I started to work with him in 2013, and he installed some of his work, and there was a lot of emphasis on sort of, you know, obviously the chicken coat and all this kind of mm-hmm. thing. But I think it was more his kind of attitude as a person. I mean, I didn't really know about the human rights pavilion here, but at that time, he seemed just such a concerned about people and communities and that sort of thing. And the more I got to know him, I saw some of the work he was doing in Africa and the NGO sort of projects that he did, and then that. Yeah, it got me thinking that he does really care about it. I mean, obviously the current show that's on is very much all about nature and the point of keeping everything together, to keep the ecosystem together. I could see that was part of his psychology to be into human rights. And the more I've I did go to Havana with him. He was part of the Havana Biennale, and there he was first actually showing those human rights books. In fact, that was probably the first time. I can't remember exactly which year it was, but it was quite a full-on thing he was doing there. Yeah. Injects a sort of idea with the people, and sometimes he would make these Cosmogolem, these big sculptures that he's made, and that with children playing in it and being really, that's a big part of the community. And the other thing that he tends to do is involve people in art and music projects and all that sort of thing, which really brings people together, and he's totally, magic at doing that, And he speaks from the heart when he speaks. We just heard him doing those speeches, and it's, really, it's not the kind of stuff that politicians come out with, which is complete, rubbish a lot of the time. He's really means what he says, and he's extremely positive about everything. And he has, as this Be a Mister place, this place in Ghent. I mean, it's just extraordinary that somebody can, have all those animals, look after all those animals, and yet do these monumental exhibitions like he does. I think he must be thinking very positive, thinking big, but it's hard for me to comprehend, because I'm more thinking in a much smaller way.